Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
I'm Debbie Rowley. Merry Christmas, or Happy Holidays, or whatever you celebrate this time of year.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Whatever holiday it is for you, we're on board with you. That's how it works.
Yes. Celebrate, enjoy it, have fun with your, family on Zoom, and eat something wonderful.
Yep. Yeah, this will be a holiday season we'll talk about for a long time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or try to forget. I'm not sure which we'll do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here I have the hiccups. This is going to be fun. Outstanding. It'll be an excellent show with the hiccups. Excellent.
Yay.
Yep. All right.
Always the professional, Gary. Always the professional. Hey,
it's what I do. It's what I do.
Exactly.
All right. This is the midweek version of the Fiber Talk podcast, twice weekly podcast for needleworkers. Last one of the year. Last Wednesday show of the year. We're down to that point. Going to take a little break. So last Wednesday podcast, and Sunday will be Orna Willis, and that will be the last new podcast for the year. I'll run on the two Sundays between now and after the first of the year, I'll run repeats. But Orna Willis on Sunday, and then we're just going to take a break. Yay.
Well deserved.
And tonight will be the last live show, last Wednesday Stitch Hour. That's tonight. But now we will have two live shows. Christmas Day, Jennifer and I will just do a stitching and chatting thing. So if you are by yourself or tired of talking to your spouse or want to get away from your family, we'll be there at 2 o'clock Eastern Time on the YouTube to give you a break. So if you're having a great time with your family and want to ignore us, that's fine too. We're good. So, yep. So a little break coming up here. And then on New Year's Day, we kick off the Spring Hill Stitch Along, the Rosewood Manor Spring Hill Stitch Along. That's at 2 o'clock on January 1. Beth and Jennifer and I will be there to get that started. And as we know, that's sponsored by Needle in a Haystack. And you can get your kit at wetalkfiber.com/springhill. And there are four kits that we have put together. You can do what you want. You can do your own thing if you want. But we've put together four different kits. Jennifer's stitching DMC on Russian tea cake, 37 count. Beth is stitching 100/3 on 45 count. I'm doing Soie d'Alger and MPI on Newcastle 40 count. The Sullivan thread kit that Karen Kluba used to design the original is also available. So those are the four. And if you don't have the chart, that's $17 extra. But it's all spelled out on the page that Kathy Ray at Needle and Haystack put together at wetalkfiber.com/springhill. And there are a couple of other variations. Like for my kit, if you want more blue, Kathy has put together a little more blue variation if you want that. And there's one other variation that she's assembled. So plenty of choices. You can do any one of those, and or do your own. If you have half the stuff in stash and just need a few, do it that way. But please support Needle and Haystack and Kathy Ray. She's gone to a lot of effort to make this happen for us and put all those kits together. So we appreciate if you support her. And 2 o'clock New Year's Day Eastern Time, we will have a show where we get this one started. So join us. Yay.
Sounds like fun.
All right. Everything and its brother has been canceled this year. And a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, I don't like trade show travel. I've got no prospects of doing that well into next year. So Needle Arts Mystery Retreat comes to mind. What's your plan there? You canceled this year, right?
No, we did not.
You did. I lost track of what you did. So what did you do?
We were in Louisville, Kentucky. And right around the time when there was some civil unrest, but we felt very safe in the hotel. We had a lot of social distancing. We had more ghosts this year than we usually do. For those who don't know, a ghost is someone who signs up for the retreat, gets the kit, the instructions, and all of the things. but gets them after the retreat is over. But that way you can stitch along and participate in that way if you don't feel comfortable with traveling. And so we had more ghosts this year than we usually do, but we did wind up, I think, with 11 or 12 on site, and of course the four teachers. And the hotel was very accommodating, of course. You know, they were more than happy to have us be there.
more than accommodating. That's an understatement.
More than accommodating. We were in a relatively large room, and we had one stitcher per table. And so we had a lot of social distancing. We wore masks. If a stitcher was at her own stitching table, she didn't have to have her mask on. But when the teacher approached, or if she got up from her table, she had to wear a mask. And so we were very cognizant of everything that was going on. We took great precaution, and we had a wonderful time. And so,
That's great. I just assumed that you canceled it. So that's great. You were able to pull it off.
Yeah, we did. We were able to do it. You know, the hotel told us you have to pay for the room, the meeting room, whether you're here or not. So we said, okay, we'll be there.
We'll be there. Yep. Okay. Now,
It's just the four of us sitting in a room stitching. Yeah. That's fine. We can get together and plan for the next one and stitch and just enjoy being with each other. And so, but we said, okay, we're going to continue on. And we actually had people who joined us. So.
Oh, that's great. How did you handle ghost people? Did you just let them, because normally they're just non-participants, but did you do a zoom in to the room or did you just let that go?
We just let that go. We handled it. We've always had ghosts. We handled it the way we always did. We've just never had this many. And because it's a mystery and you don't see the project until you're actually on site, we mail everything out after the retreat. But okay. They get all of the instructions, the canvas, all of the threads, the support. You know, if anybody has a question about anything, we answer our emails and we make sure that everyone feels well supported and successful in stitching the project. We actually had that was for one of my Shiny Needle Society classes. I had a student who finished the project before the class started.
Oh, geez. Oh, man.
But, yeah, we did that.
Yep. For those who don't know, the Needle Arts Mystery Retreat, one of the cool events that happens every year. And so it's you and Pat Hartman and Mary Knapp and Linda Reinmiller. And,
yes.
And you don't know the project when you sign up. You choose a colorway. But
right.
Other than that, you don't know because each of the four instructors contributes to the overall design.
And, yes, it's one project. It's not four different projects. It's one project.
Yeah, and it's so cool. But the cool thing is four different people contribute, all with very distinct styles of design, all contribute, and it works out every time. Yeah.
It works out every time.
Yeah. So it's fun. It's fun in that, I mean, I didn't actually do it, but I got to go to the opening night for the one that was in the Chicago area. And it's fun to see that how it all comes together, and so since you get to stitch design work from four different teachers, you also get exposure to very variations of threads and colors and stitches that if you took from one instructor you wouldn't necessarily get, and of course then you've got four instructors walking around all weekend helping you out, so that's you can't hardly beat that.
Yep. We're really hands-on. We have lunch with the students. We have breakfast with the students. We have dinner with the students. it's not like other places or retreats where you might go and you see the teacher during class time, but you don't see him any other time. That's not the case with us. We try to have a very friendly, welcoming, hospitable atmosphere. And
No, it's really one of the really truly original and great events of the year. So then obviously if you didn't have to cancel last year or this year, you're lined up to do it again for 2021 then.
Yes, we are. We have our dates. We have our hotel. Registration is going to open today. for returning students, and then January 1st for new students who haven't previously participated in our mystery retreat. And we're going to be in Denver, Colorado.
Ooh, nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We love going west. And so this is our year to go west. And we'll be in Denver, yeah.
What are the dates?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well,
I'm looking at our Facebook page to see if our dates were on there. Okay, here it is. Wednesday, July the 7th through July the 10th. So Wednesday night is the reveal, and then we have classes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday morning, and then we're through on Saturday by around noon.
Yeah, okay.
We'll be at the Homewood Suites downtown in Denver. So, yeah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that downtown Denver. That's okay. That's all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, typically you have a trip to a needlework store. Do you have one lined up this time, or is that still pending?
Not yet, but there are some good possibilities, and I just haven't made contact with a retailer yet, but we will probably, in all likelihood, have a shop visit. We had one this year.
You did? Oh, boy. You gave up nothing then. That's great.
We gave up nothing. We gave up nothing.
Good for you. Good for you. And everybody got through without getting sick, so that's,
Yep. Nobody got sick.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
One of those few small victories. Yes.
Yes. Yay for us.
Now the website is, what is it, Needle Arts Mystery Retreat? I didn't write that down.
Yeah, needlearts.mysteryretreat.com. But we also have a Facebook page. And if you go to facebook.com/needlearts.mysteryretreat.llc, and all of the words are separated by a hyphen, you can see all four of the colorways for this year.
There we go. Yep.
Yep.
So that's fantastic. All right, so July 7 to 10, Denver, Colorado. Beautiful place to go. Really beautiful. Now you got me thinking about the great restaurants there.
Oh, good. Well, I think Rod is going to come with me this year.
Yeah.
Of course, not to teach, obviously. But
oh no, make him teach, please.
Yeah, but you know, he's talking about taking his bicycle and maybe doing some riding.
Yep.
Around in the area while I'm teaching during the day. And so we haven't worked all of that out yet, but I hope he gets to come with me because that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's some bike riding going on there in the Denver area. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Mountains are just right out the back door. Go.
Yeah. And, you know, of course, if he comes and we have to bring his bicycle and all of his various and assorted equipment that he always brings with him, We'll be driving.
Yeah.
Which isn't that far from where we are. So he would have, you know, he'd have the car and he could go driving around and doing whatever he wanted to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, he may have to take two or three bikes for that out there.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see him.
We do have some participants whose spouses and family travel with them. And, you know, then they sightsee during the day and they do other things. And, you know, Denver's a wonderful place for that. Estes Park is not that far.
Right.
Colorado Springs is not that far. Lots of interesting things to go see and do.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yep. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, athletic things in Denver. Every time I think about that, I remember long ago I had a trip. I was playing a lot of racquetball. And I had a trip to Denver, and I would just go to local Y's and just do pickup games.
Yeah.
And so I trade show during the day, and then I went to the Y, and I found a guy to play with, and we were pretty close. And I was killing him. I was just eating him for lunch for a game and a half. Then the altitude caught me.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
He destroyed me. He literally destroyed me. He just smiled. I'm just gasping for air, you know, and I'll never forget that. He just had that look on his face like, I knew I had you all along. Didn't have to worry about it. The altitude is a bit of a thing, and you don't realize it if you're just walking around.
Yeah, it kind of hits you.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, bang, how come I can't breathe? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, or you might experience a headache. So, you know, maybe you needed to come in a day or two early to acclimate, and then you could stay for stitching, and maybe by the time you're very well acclimated by then, stay a day or two after.
Yep, sure. Oh, yeah, that's
just
the kind of thing.
Make it a wonderful vacation, yeah. It can be a really wonderful vacation. So I was going to tell you, our room rate, we got a really nice room rate. It's $99 a night for a double queen, and we're staying at a Hampton Inn.
Wow.
So very nice.
That's excellent, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm. Yeah,
that may be a big plus as people are able to do events next year.
Yeah, you know, nice rates, they're saying we'll need to remain cautious through spring and possibly early summer, but this is mid to late summer. And so, you know, certainly well doable.
Yeah. But those rates, you should be able to get good rates. Hotels will be offering plenty of good rates.
And good travel rates. It should be very affordable. And we're a really affordable retreat. I think it's $375 or $400. For the 2.5 days of instruction in the opening reception. So, you know, that's four teachers, complete kit, instructions for five projects. It's a good rate.
So less than 400 and you get the kit and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. Well, there we have it. All right. That's good. I'm glad you didn't have to give up this year, but continues on. Yeah. So July 7 to 10 in Denver.
Yes.
Needle Arts Mystery Retreat. A cool event. Really original, creative event.
Yeah. It's
how many
fun.
Years?
We enjoy it.
How many years?
15, 16,
I was
17.
Say,
I don't know.
It's well up there. Yeah. Yeah.
It's been a long time. We started in 2005.
Yeah. No, that's the other thing. Yeah. You're not just some recent thing at all. This has some history to it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And how many people you have done every one? I bet you have at least one, huh?
We have a couple. We don't have, you know, some people who found us after we had started have been with us ever since then. But, you know, our first year we had 10 or 11. And so, you know, there's not a whole lot of people who've been with us since the very beginning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good stuff. All right. Sign up, folks. Sign up. Yep.
Yes, we'd love to have you.
Okay. So last Wednesday show of the year. So we thought what do you do with holiday gift money? What can you buy? What would you use your holiday gift money on? You get a gift card. You get just a check, whatever it is. What could you buy? What would be some ideas? I made a whole list.
I see that.
Yes. Well, it's pretty easy to do.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to do.
Gee, Stitcher, here's some money. What on earth would you possibly spend it on?
But the one I put at the top is kind of a sign of the times, and that is to do an online class because, you know, one of the things that's happened with this pandemic is there are a ton of online classes in all techniques.
Yep.
And so it's a real opportunity to sign up for a class. And I think I'm pretty confident that these online classes are going to continue after the vaccinations are all done and we're able to move around. I think that most designers, instructors have gotten their way through the technology to the point where, and like people like you have invested to be able to do online classes.
Yep.
And you're going to continue those things. And so it's going to be an ongoing opportunity, which is terrific because people who can't travel, don't want to travel, can get these classes that have never been available before. So it's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is wonderful to take advantage of new technology. And of course, we know that younger stitchers, if we're going to reach younger stitchers or new stitchers for our hobby, online is where we need to be focusing our attention.
Yep. So I listed three here, but the first one was you. So what are your plans for next year? Are you going, you have a schedule set up, or are you working on it? What are you planning to do?
Well, I'm working on it. I'm going to be doing some online classes through my website, and we will do a couple of different structures. One would be what's called a drip class, where we do less than a week. Another would be on demand. And so I've been, you know, once I get through the proposal season, which proposals are due next month, once I get through the proposal season, then I will have time to focus my energy on getting those things ready. And then we'll have those on our website. And then I will also be offering classes through Shining Needle Society. And I know that one of the seminars I'm participating in is the Great Lakes Regional. It will be virtual this year. Go to the GLR-EGA website. If you just put in Great Lakes Region EGA, you'll get there. All of the teachers will be teaching virtually, and there's several different techniques offered. So there's that, and we're still planning to be in person in Kansas City for ANG and in Chicago for EGA. We're still planning for that, but I'm sure that there's going to be other online opportunities.
Yeah, there's plenty of people are lining up. Well, and now Sunday's guest is Arna Willis, and
she's phenomenal. Yeah, she's phenomenal, and she's been teaching online.
Right.
Previously, I mean, so this is not a new thing for her.
No, not at all. No, but she's doing a Silver Needle Society or Shining Needle. Why do I keep putting silver down? Shining Needle Society course 2 with her Fields of Gold. And but that Shining Needle Society, there's a truckload of you guys doing classes. That's a place to.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, and tip on that. I'll put a link in the show notes to get to the actual functioning Shining Needle Society website. Because if you put in the Googler Shining Needle Society, you'll end up at a website that is a non-functioning website. It looks like it is, but it's not. Yeah. It's not kept up at all. It's useless.
You need to go to the Groups.io homepage.
Yeah. So I'll put a link to that because it's not intuitive to get there. Yeah. But once you get there, the world opens up.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's amazing how many Shining Needle Society, and that is not a new thing. That's the other part.
No.
That is not just some pandemic thing. Shining Needle Society and courses through that operation have been going on for a long time. You're getting a lot of experience there in doing online courses from people who've done it multiple times. Yes.
Now, some of us are adding other components to what we've been doing. Like I'm doing Zoom classes along with what I usually have done with Shining Needle Society, which is a lesson every week and files and photos and things like that. I've added Zoom classes.
Yeah. So that's I need to get a plug in for my friend Natalie Dupuy at Sew by Hand in Montreal. She is just now available to sign up for her second go-round with the Humbly Magnificent Couching Stitch class. Goldwork, couching, and you get with her, you get all kinds of history in goldwork and couching, depending on what her courses are. But check her out, too. But there's just a ton of opportunities for online classes. And that's, you know, you get a little Christmas money, a little Hanukkah money. That's a good way to use it is to even if it's, you know, half the cost, it offsets the cost and you get a course out of it from quality teachers, meet some friends, other stitchers from wherever, you have a great time with it. Yeah. That's.
It is. And the Adagio class that I just finished with Shining Needle Society, At any one time, we would have people there from England, Australia, New Zealand, United States, every state practically in the United States. I mean, and it was really interesting to talk to other people and find out, okay, where do you go to shop and how do you get your supplies and what kinds of things are you working on? And so it was really more like a real classroom situation
mm-hmm.
because we could see each other and talk to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. No, so there's a great opportunity. Another one is to do a 2021 stitch along. And of course the stitch along that we're doing with Karen Kluba, the Spring Hill is the first one you should do. Everybody should do that. WeTalkFiber.com/Spring Hill. But then also two very popular ones, Jacob at Modern Folk Embroidery, to get a kit to do his 2021 stitch along. He does every year, and he just beautiful, beautiful design. You will not be disappointed. And then Brendan and Karen, Linen and Threads Mystery Stitch Along, that information will be coming out soon if it isn't already. So there's another couple places to spend money in each of those instances to spend money on thread and linen because the designs are free. So check those out, Modern Folk Embroidery and Linen and Threads. And both Jacob Modern Folk Embroidery, if you just look that up, you'll get that. And then Linen and Threads operates through Facebook. They have a whole massive group of people there that do that one. So another thing that this is really weird, but we were talking about before we started recording that I thought about, if you get some money, and that's to buy some linen or canvas, just buy a supply. You know, because I keep a supply of a couple of linens, and I keep a decent amount. I think the last time I bought a yard of just 18 count white needlepoint canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like buying tires or buying a roof. But I can't tell you how glad I have been on more than one occasion mm-hmm. for having just gone to the store and said, give me a yard of this.
Yeah.
And you bring it home and you shove it in a shelf and you know you have it. Now, and I have a yard of embroidery cloth, muslin, whatever mm-hmm. it is, high-end embroidery linen. I just bought some. And then whenever a project comes up or you want to try something, you have it there. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to order. You just have it. And mm-hmm. you clip off a corner, and you're off and running. And I just think that's a good thing to have in your stash, however big or small mm-hmm. it is.
I agree. And, you know, there are some thread manufacturers who sell direct that you don't have to go through a shop, which, you know, of course, we would rather you go through a shop because we want to support our retailers, especially right now.
Yep.
But I know that like Treenway Silks has, you can buy one of everything they have from their website. And so, you know, it might be a good time to invest in, you know, a thread collection.
Yeah. There's another one. Yep.
And then you would have threads to stitch with.
Yep.
Regardless of project.
Well, yeah, not only regardless of project, but supply lines are so stretched these days.
Oh, gosh, yes.
You know, I'm telling you, yeah. You know, you need a substitute. Boy, if you have a good collection of a thread line sitting there on a shelf somewhere and you need a blue, you might just find it in that collection and not have to wait for something. It's, when I think about what would I spend Christmas money on, Hanukkah money on, holiday money on, that's one of the things that comes to my mind almost immediately. Get some of these things that are just staples. Mm-hmm. And best description I have is like buying tires. Look at my new tires. Yeah, they look like the old ones, only they have more tread on them. Good for you. But but man, I tell you, when you know a project comes up in a magazine or a free one online, mm-hmm. and I'd like to stitch that. If you have a piece of canvas sitting there and some threads, you're good to go.
Start.
Yeah, you don't have to go shopping. Nothing. It's
nope.
Yep. I think so. And then that brings to mind your favorite trick about storing canvas. What is that? Yeah, I love that.
Yes, this is the time of year to take care of this. I go to Walmart. This is not a plug for Walmart. I'm sure that Target and I'm sure that other places will have something similar. But what I get are the gift wrap storage containers. Now, the ones that I have are tall because my rolls of canvas are 40 inches. And so I need something that will accommodate the tall ones. But I do have a couple of the shorter ones as well for when I've taken part of the width off the canvas and then I can put my partial rolls in there. But they're great. I mean, they store the canvas on the roll upright. They have a clear lid so I can look and see, okay, is it in this one or is it in this one? And the taller ones even have like a little trap door at the top. You don't even have to take the lid off. You can just open this access place and snatch out the roll that you need, and they're great. They're not covered. They're protected from dust and yep. Other things. And yeah, I love them. And this is the time of year to get those.
Yeah, and in your canvas, Congress cloth doesn't get creased. You can
right.
Yep. And that's a great idea. So, and yeah, you're right. This time of year, especially now, I'm sure people are already clearing stuff out. You get it for next to nothing.
Right. Yeah, I think mine were like $2 or $3. They were not expensive. And they also have a very small footprint on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because you're standing the rolls of canvas up. I like it better than a long tub where am I going to find a place to put this long tub? And so, yeah, I like them well for that reason. And I've even stacked them before.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe take up a foot by 8 inches on the floor, which is great.
Yeah, yeah, yep. So, yeah, that's one of the great ideas. So if you're storing canvas, that's a good way to do it. And, you know, on top of that, now I'll take, reproduction samplers or any larger pieces that I'm not working on at the moment and want to store away, then I get PVC pipe and wrap those around the PVC pipe, and then I get Velcro strips. You just go to Home Depot, you can get a roll of Velcro strips for next to nothing. I always keep those around. And then wrap those around the pipe. And there's another thing that you could store in these gift wrap boxes, and it won't get crushed. It'll stay, it won't get creased over time, be protected and out of the way.
Well, and they're plastic as well, so they protect from moisture.
Yep. So there's something you can do with holiday money. Another thing is to join the EGA. Of course, EGA sponsoring Fiber Talk on a regular basis and will be next year. So I really encourage you to join EGA, but also American Needlepoint Guild is another one. You know, use your money to join that because, I'll speak for EGA, tremendous benefit in terms of classes, free designs, inspiration, all kinds of things that are available, and A&G offers the same things too. So that's something else where you would get not necessarily small these days, but an upfront expenditure and then get payoff throughout the year is to join one of these organizations. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And there's also the National Academy of Needle Arts. You could join that as well. I don't know what they offer. You know, I know EGA and A&G both have a magazine that comes out six times a year with projects and tips and articles and all kinds of stuff in the magazines. And I don't know about NAN. I do know that they have a seminar, and it will be a virtual seminar this year.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's another virtual online class opportunity, I think it's $40 to join NAN. So
yeah, yep. So that's something else. Join an organization, and if they have a local chapter, join that. But there's another another good way to use your money and get long-term benefit out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like American Needlepoint Guild, the magazine, will have 3 to 4 projects per issue.
Right.
So, you know, there you get 6 of those a year times, let's say, 3. That's 18 projects you could have all the instructions for.
Yep. There you go. And I challenge you to finish all of them. Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
But yeah, that's just it. Needle Arts, the EGA magazine, same kind of thing. And get some good articles like our show last Sunday with Jane Ellen Balswhite. Stole that right out of the EGA magazine article about her in the magazine and got to talk to her. And a terrific article and a terrific lady. And we really had a great conversation with her. And that all came right out of EGA. And quite frankly, if Beth and I weren't members, we would not have seen that. Would not even know know about her. So,
yeah. Well, you know, and another really fabulous magazine is Inspirations.
Cool. Yeah.
Boy, you talk about gorgeous. And, you know, if you have some extra money, treat yourself. I mean, you talk about projects and just drool-worthy stuff to look at for the whole year. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a magazine that you keep.
No, you don't ever throw that one away.
No. Yeah. And then I would throw in Giuliana Ricama, the Italian magazine, much like Inspirations, but their new English version. And so then you get designs from that end of the world too. An equally beautiful magazine, heavy paper, perfect bound, all the things. You keep it. You get them, you keep them. Those two magazines are just, and a lot of their influence is embroidery. But quite frankly, if you do needlework, you don't even care. They're just so beautiful.
They're so gorgeous. And you're just looking at those things and going, somebody did this with a needle and thread?
Yep. That's right. Yeah. No, that's just it. I mean, if you do strictly needlepoint, you'll still enjoy the magazines. And they both have articles in there about needleworkers and artists related to textiles. Mm-hmm. You'll thoroughly enjoy both of them. But a really good use of money. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Another thing. Okay, I'll get your opinion on this one. Where, you know, buying staples is to buy needles.
Yes.
Now, see, for me, that's a good use of money to say, all right, I'm going to buy a supply of 24, 26, 28 tapestry needles, just a supply of them. And then if you're doing any embroidery, get some embroidery needles. But just take that money and buy, and then the rest of the year, you don't have to think about it. You have the sizes you need no matter what comes up. You have good quality needles, and you have a number of them.
And, you know, a good needle really makes a difference in your stitching pleasure. It really does. If the eye is smooth and doesn't burr your thread, if it's not bent, if it's, you know, feels good, it goes through the fabric or the canvas easier. So, yeah, a good needle is essential.
So, yeah, that's something. Yeah, I mean, I do it. I suggest it because I do it. I buy a supply, and I have a box where I have a whole bunch of needles in it. Many packages, never been opened, a couple years old, but I don't care because as they wear out.
Yeah, they last. Yep. I mean, are they going to decay?
Right, exactly.
No.
Yep. So that, so to me, that's a good use. And now I bought a set of embroidery needles, and Debbie, if I could find those things, I would put them in the box with the other needles.
Yeah, well, there you go. But
I have no idea. I bought a whole set. I have no idea what I did with them. They're somewhere there. And the minute that I buy new ones, you know what's going to happen.
You'll find them, yes.
Yeah.
And then you'll have extras. So, yeah.
Won't that be special?
Yeah, I don't ever worry about buying needles and okay, if I have it, I have it. I just recently got some copper mesh fabric from Krynek. I know I have some here. I absolutely cannot find it, but okay, if I find it, great. In the meantime, I've got some.
Yeah.
Because I ordered new. So, okay, fine, whatever.
Yep. Now, on the smaller end of things, and this is one that is going to be out of left field. But I got this one idea from my friend Mary McGuire of the Fox Chapter, Needlepoint Group, Fox Chapter. And that's Wubbers Pliers. And it's W-U-B-B-E-R-S. And you can search for that. Just put in Wubbers Pliers and search for that. And they're not cheap pliers. They're jewelry grade. But having a pair of like 3 inch, they're like 3 inches long. You want to get ones that don't have teeth on them. Handiest little tool to have when, especially in the winter, when your hands are dry and you can't grab a needle to pull it through and it's stuck. Well, you can take those pliers and you can grab that needle and pull it through and you don't damage the needle. And they are just the handiest things. But I don't know, $20, somewhere in that area.
Yeah,
handy one.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add to your list of tools.
Okay.
Especially if you work with ribbon of any kind, rayon ribbon, silk ribbon, whatever. If you work with ribbon, you need a mini flat iron.
Ah, there's a good one.
And they're not cheap. I have a cordless rechargeable one, which if you go physically to a seminar, everything has to be cordless now, that I got on Amazon, and it's wonderful. And another thing that I would recommend is a thread zap. Now, a thread zap is a little tool that has a little heating element at the end, and you press down on the button, and it heats up this little filament, and it slices through and seals the ends of threads like Frosty Rays, Neon Rays, anything that has a tendency to be ravelly.
Making a note right now. Thread zap.
Yes. They're available for beaters because beaters use them a lot for their Nymo and other threads like that. But they can be used on any thread. And it is battery operated, heats up. And when you release the button, it stops heating the filament. So you don't have to worry about leaving it on. Now, I will caution, do not touch the filament.
Debbie's safety tip for the day right there.
I have done that and had a little filament-shaped burn on the end of my finger.
Ouch.
Because I couldn't tell if it was heating or not. This is not the way to test it. But it's a wonderful little tool. It's very handy. You can replace the little filament tip if you need to. And, of course, it's battery operated, so you just replace the battery. I think it's a AA battery.
It
doesn't require,
yeah.
It's nothing. It doesn't require, you know, one of those with 49 numbers and letters on it. It's not one of those kind of batteries.
Yeah.
But that is a wonderful thing. I keep one in my stitching tools along with my cordless rechargeable flat iron, and I couldn't live without either one of them. They're fabulous.
So, all right, so let me explore that because now I'm getting one. So this, not a very big piece, what, 6 inches long? What was it?
It's about 6 to 8 inches long.
Okay.
It's not very long. It's you know, about the width of a magic marker.
Okay.
So, you know, it comes with a lid that you can slide it into to protect the filament, and that's it. I mean, and it's just a fabulous little thing.
So if I'm stitching one of your designs and a Frosty Rays or something comes up, those
absolutely
threads that tend to fray on the ends, and you do short
yes.
lengths and all those things.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I take that off the card, the length I want, and then cut it with this thing, and then that seals the end. So then as
yes.
I'm stitching, I don't have it unfraying on me.
Yes.
I guess,
and,
wait, unfraying, unfraying would be double
Frosty
negative.
Rays
fraying, yes.
And flare are going to continue to fray, but not as badly because you've sealed the end of it.
Excellent.
And it works for neon rays. I know people that cut their metallics, their silk braid, all of those. They cut their braids with them. And sometimes you see a little smoke or smell a little smoke, but it's not setting anything on fire. So don't worry about that. And it's certainly a lot safer. You know, back in the day, people used to take their cigarette lighter and light the end of their fraying threads.
Right. Yeah.
To seal them. This does that, but it's much safer.
Yeah. Not nearly as messy. Yeah. Well, that's great. So that's kind of a standard tool that beading people use.
Yes.
So that's the place to go to look for that then.
But just search for it on, just put Threads app in your search engine and it'll come up.
That's a good one. Okay. Yeah. A note has been made.
And yes. Another thing that I have, and it's a little hammer. Now, the little hammer that I have, the end screws off and there's all kinds of screwdrivers and stuff like that inside. But I use my little hammer for putting my stretcher bars together and for tapping down on tacks on my canvas and things like that. You know, usually I push my tacks in, but occasionally you get one that doesn't want to go. So I just tap on it with my little hammer.
Yep. You know, and there, you know, that sets off another list of the staples type items that when you have some extra money are worth spending on. So, you know, take, for instance, a hammer like that, thread drops. Now I use for, if I'm doing samplers and stuff and have a whole array of silk threads, I will use thread drops on a ring. And so the last time I bought thread drops, I bought several packages.
Yes.
And there they are. They're in a box. And so a new project comes along. I don't also have to remember to buy those. I have some.
Right.
And
well, and see, for me, that would be floss away bags.
There's another one. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because, and I just shove all my thread into a floss away bag.
Yep.
As opposed to putting it on a bobbin or a thread drop. It all goes in, everyone goes in its own little floss away bag, and then you can put them on a ring or not. I usually don't, but, you know, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what I do. Now,
I probably have 1,000 floss away bags. Right.
Well, that's the thing. Like DMC, I put those on bobbins because I did that a long time ago, so I just keep that up. But all the other threads go in floss away bags. So the last time I needed floss away bags, I bought the biggest supply that was available.
Yeah.
And now I don't have to think about it.
And, they're reusable.
Yeah, right. And I don't write on them. Like I'll put the...
No, I don't write on mine either. I can see through it. I don't need to.
Right. Yeah. So, when it comes to reusable, that's why I don't write on them. I'll just put the label in or a little piece of paper, whatever it is that identifies the thread.
Mm-hmm.
But then I can keep using them. Yep.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. Those bobbins, whatever your bobbin, if you do the bobbin thing, whatever that is, all those things, I put on the list artist tape. You just need one roll for the rest of your life. So just...
that depends on how you're using it,
well,
Gary.
Yeah. But for most people, one roll will get you through, yeah.
Yeah, I just ordered my second supply of 12 rolls this year.
Yeah. With the exception of Debbie, the rest of us can buy one roll and we'll be good. Yeah.
Well, when somebody takes one of my classes, I bind the edges of the canvas for them. So,
Right. But that's those kinds of things to me, when you have, some extra cash, they're not glamorous, can't necessarily post a picture online and say, look what I got, because nobody cares. But
because we've all got 1,000 of them. Too.
Right. But throughout the course of a year, you will be so glad you have that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Yep. And that also goes for stretcher bars, Q-snaps, embroidery hoops, those kinds of things. Those last forever.
Yeah. Well, see, and if I had extra Christmas money, I would be finding some Everpites.
Yes.
Because they are more expensive than regular stretcher bars, but you'll use them forever and they make such a difference.
Yes. Yeah. Upgrade yourself. If you're just using regular stretcher bars, give it a try. You won't regret it. Yeah.
Well, and you don't have to buy two pairs of this one, two pairs of that one. Just start with the size you use the most. If you usually stitch 16-inch canvases, get two pairs of 16-inch Evertights and start there.
Yep. Yeah, and you can, people think they have to buy 16-inch by 16-inch, and you can't mix them. You can mix and match all you want.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. If you have a project that's 16 inches on a side, and then the next project is 12 by 16, then just buy two 12s and use those 16s.
Right. There you go.
Yeah. But, all that stuff to me is you get some spare cash. Just go spend it. It's boring at the moment, but down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't beat it. Yep.
You'll be so glad you have it.
One thing that I bought a while ago and then rebought because I bought the cheapest and, don't do that, is the reusable cutting board and the cutting wheel and the straight edge.
The self-healing mat.
Yes.
And the rotary wheel. You get those in a quilting store.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. But get quality ones.
Yeah, get the Olfa.
the little kit that's hanging on the wall for $18, don't get that one. Because a
good self-healing cutting mat is going to cost you more than that.
Yeah. And I bought that little kit because it looks so handy and the price was good. Mm-hmm. And I've since replaced the wheel and I really should replace the mat. And the straight edge is still good. So that's useful.
Yeah.
But out of all of that, yeah.
I think I have a Fiskars and I actually have two sizes. I have a big one and a little one and the cutting blade is replaceable.
Yes.
So, this is something that you'll use forever and ever. And they are, especially if you're going to do any finishing.
Right.
Your own finishing. It's so handy to have this. And the thing I like about the Olfa mats is they have the grid lines right on them.
Yes.
So, they work a treat. And I've got three or four sizes of those.
Yep. Yeah. And do yourself a favor when you buy the cutting wheel, buy extra blades at the moment.
Yeah. Go ahead and get the extra blades.
Just have them because again, the time you're going to need a sharp blade is going to be Sunday night and you're in the middle of a project and man, this is not cutting well. If I just had bought a supply of blades.
Yes.
Yeah. So do yourself that favor. Yeah. Yep. But that's just a handy thing. Now, see, I don't use them. I don't do any finishing. I use them to cut out. Like I bought that roll of or supply yard or whatever it was of canvas. So then I use that to cut out a piece of canvas. I use it to square things up. A lot of times, just needing a good measuring thing that I can lay on the table that's all marked out. All those little uses, and it hangs up. Mine, I have a bookshelf, storage shelf thing that my table's connected to, and I just use one of those 3M hang 'em up hook things that don't leave a mark.
And, Command?
Yeah, that. There, thank you. I like hang 'em up hook things, but we can go with Command Strip if you want. And just hang them on the side, then they're out of the way.
Yeah.
But that's another thing that you don't think about.
No.
And then if you had it, you go, boy, I'm glad I have this. And so a little extra cash. But yeah, don't go cheap. Don't do me. Yeah. Don't do me. Just actually spend some
money.
Well,
the phrase penny wise and pound foolish. Yeah. If you buy, like, for instance, if you buy cheap scissors, you're going to buy 40 pairs of cheap scissors. And you could have, for the price of three pairs of scissors, bought a good pair.
Yep.
So, yeah, I was going to say one of the things that I like to do if I have a little extra money is to invest in really good scissors like Dovo's or Really good gear. I'm not into the trend collector scissors things, but I am into good quality scissors.
Yep. Yeah, I don't care to collect, but I tell you, the Dovo scissors I have, I do not regret spending the money on.
Oh, no.
No.
Not a penny of it, because they make such a difference. And don't cut your metallics with them.
No, that's, you know, good point.
That's where you have the cheap scissors,
that's
is
right.
Metallic, for cutting metallics.
Yep, that's a good point. Yeah, do not use those good $40, $50 pairs of scissors to cut metallics. Buy a cheap pair and hack them up on metallics. You don't care.
Yes. And then just go buy another cheap pair for metallics.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. No, that's a good point, because you don't, when you're stitching, you don't necessarily think about it. You know, you're going along and you're using the scissors, and then you use some metallic and you don't think, I should change scissors.
Boy. No, I've got two pairs.
Yep.
At all of my stitching stations, I have two pairs.
Yep.
Have a good pair and a metallic pair. Now, some of my metallic scissors, I actually invested in good quality scissors for cutting metallics that have a serrated edge on one of the blades.
Mm-hmm.
Because it kind of holds the metallic and keeps it from slipping, which, you know, is really a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, Goldwork people, Goldwork scissors, if you've done any Goldwork, you had to buy a pair. Use those.
Yeah, use those.
Yeah.
But, you know, that would be another thing to treat yourself. You'll use it forever and ever. You'll love it every time you use it, and you'll be so glad you did.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, keep those good ones away from that metallic stuff.
Yeah.
You're wrecking it. Yep. So, all right. Holy smokes. It's been an hour already.
I know. We get to talking and one thing leads to another.
Yep. Okay, we're quitting. That's it. So those are our ideas right there. There we have it. All right. So what have we learned? We've learned, sign up for the Needle Arts Mystery Retreat, which is July 7 to 10 in Denver. So sign up for that. We have learned that Sunday, Orna Willis will be our guest. Here's one for you. Now, you did the first ever Fiber Talk podcast.
Yeah.
You were the first one out of the gate. And I had not talked to Orna in a long time. And so I looked it up. And we recorded on December 10. That was exactly 3 years to the date from when I posted the last. I've done two shows with Orna. The last one of hers. So it's been 3 years since the second one, and that was number 47. So you and I have been doing Fiber Talk shows. We're pushing 4 years now. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yep. Yep.
I don't know, Gary. I've been told that by people who know me that I just like to talk.
But yep, first one, because yeah, I remember writing to you and saying, "Hey, I got this idea. Would you be the guinea pig?" And off we went. Yep.
And off we went. Yes, it's been great. I was going to say, if anybody needs any additional ideas for how to spend money, I'm real good at that. So just send me an email.
Right to Debbie.
I'll be happy to help you spend money.
Yeah, make it easy on her. Give her a dollar amount, and then she can actually make the list for you. Mm-hmm. There we have it. Yep.
Yeah. Yep, there you go.
All right. That's going to be it. Thanks, folks. Thanks for listening all year and all the support. Happy holidays to everyone. And since Debbie and I do the Christmas thing, Merry Christmas to all the Merry Christmas people. Enjoy the holidays, and we'll be back second week of January. I didn't write the date down, but the way the days fall, I think it's the, I don't know. Who cares? We'll be back. We'll announce it.
Who cares?
We'll figure it out.
And we're all hoping that we have a wonderful new year that's a lot better than this one was.
The bar's pretty low, Debbie.
I know. It is very low.
Pretty low. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening.